Sermon: God Will Supply All Our Needs. Healdsburg, California, September 7, 1901. Sermon by Mrs. E. G. White, delivered in the Healdsburg Church, Sabbath, 3 p.m., September 7, 1901. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, he can well say that. It was the preaching to the Gentiles that made him a prisoner. If ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to youward, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby, when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Ephesians 3, verse 1-5. We want to understand this. We want to know that we can be brought into great nearness and in fellowship with the Holy Spirit of God. I want that we should understand it is a sad thing for any of us to not improve the privileges that God has given us, to rise to an increase of faith and confidence in God, that we should walk circumspectly before Him. In this, we come far short. We come far short in spirituality and knowledge that it is our privilege to have, and in doing this, we lose much to ourselves. But that is not all. We deprive the world of that love which God designs to give to His followers, and we do not impart that love as it is our privilege to do it, if we abide in Jesus Christ. Christ promised that the Holy Spirit of God should be with us to bring all things to our remembrance, and to bring us up on a higher plane of action, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs, and of the same body, and partakers of His promise in Christ by the gospel. The middle wall of partition He hath granted us, we might say, was broken down, whereof I was made a minister, according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of His power. Verses 6, 7. I wish we could take in the full meaning of these words, that we might have such a hungering, such a thirsting, such a longing after the spiritual evidences which He has promised to give those who shall deny self and take up the cross and follow Jesus Christ. It is the effectual working of His power that brings His people into the very position it is their privilege to come. He gave His own life that they might come. Therefore, you can see that all heaven is disappointed when we do not meet the standard as Christians for which every provision has been made by the Son of God. He is the Son of the infinite God, and He is the propitiation for our sins, that we should be brought in right relation to God. Why do we not claim all that God has provided for us? Well, you say, I do not feel worthy. Will you ever feel worthy? If you are doing things that you know are not right with God, stop doing them. It is to will and do of the pleasure of God, not your pleasure. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Verse 8. Well, what does that mean? Why, it is riches that you may continue and continue to search for, and have more and still more. God wants us to be in a position that we can say, Here, Lord, I am. Take me as I am. Cleanse me from all impurity. I want to be cleansed. I want to be washed and made white in the blood of the Lamb, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Verses 9, 10. Now, we are trying to receive an education. I want that every one of us should make this the first education of our life. Lay this as the foundation. Then we want to begin to build on the foundation. Not hay, not wood, not stubble, but gold and silver and precious stones. Our work will be of that value. Well then, there is a work for the Church of God to do, a very important one. And unless we reach up both hands of faith to God, we cannot do this work. Do you remember Moses when there was a battle to fight with the enemy? While he kept his hands stretched toward heaven, the enemies were driven, and the Israel of God obtained the victory. Just as long as his hands were stretched upwards, revealing even to the enemies, or whoever was around, that their help was in God, then they had the strength of vitality. They had strength of power. It was the angels of God, principalities and powers, that were giving them the victory.
There is no one of us that needs or would be in place to take any glory to ourselves. We are not to do this. We are to be in a position where we shall look to God and trust in God continually, but pressing the battle to the gate as though we had something to do. The idea that if we come in connection with the world, we must imitate all their practices and all their habits and customs, it is a very foolish idea. We want to make known the mystery of godliness. We want to show, as people that stand under the blood-stained banner of Prince Emmanuel, that there is power that is granted unto us to overcome all the corruptions that are in the world through lust. And how? By being partakers of the divine nature. Now, God wants to work thoroughly in us. Will we let Him? A whole heaven of blessings, a whole heaven of power and facilities, the very threshold of heaven, is flushed with His glory, to come from the open door to us if we will place ourselves in relation to God, opening the door of our heart to let the sunshine of His glory in. That is what we want. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Verse 10. Now that is a point I want you to fix in your mind. I want the Holy Spirit to put it there, and the Holy Spirit can do this if you will open the way for the Holy Spirit to work upon your mind. The manifold wisdom of God. Do every one of us realize, who have taken the holy vows of baptism upon us, that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost have pledged themselves to work in our behalf, that they will supply every deficiency that we need, if we will keep our covenant relation to God which we made at baptism? There we claim to be dead unto the world. It is an awful thing, we think, to bury a person alive, their bodies alive. And we think it is an awful thing to bury a person in baptism and then have them to dishonor to God by not separating themselves from the world, coming out and being separate, and taking their position on the side of God, on the side of truth, on the side of righteousness. If we will do this, then what? Oh, we have power to prevail with God. Who has kept their covenant relation with God? They must receive baptism as Christ has said we must receive baptism. He said in Matthew, the 28th chapter, And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Do we know what that means? Have we taken it in yet? Baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, and then what? There is teaching to do. Do not think that you are ready to leave the school and then to be graduated. No, you have not attained yet. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Verses 18 to 20. Now why cannot we take the promise of Jesus Christ? Why cannot we believe it? God wants us to encourage faith. He wants us to believe. Well then, we shall understand to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose. Ephesians 3, verse 10, 11. Now you can see this was purposed from the beginning for every child of God, that they were to receive according to the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. All this fullness, all this greatness of experience. Verse 11. In whom we have boldness. Well, what does that mean? A self-confidence? No, a boldness in the Word, because we have placed ourselves in that humble position before God, and therefore we have access to Jesus Christ. Humble yourselves, and I am lifted up. Well, what is the lifting up? It is that confidence, that boldness, that courage that we must have. Reach up your hands heavenward, and let everyone know that you purpose in your conversation, in your well-ordered and godly character, that you can glorify the God of heaven, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verses 12 to 14.
I have met persons who have professed to believe in Christ, who for years have been in an uncertain position as to whether or not we should bow our knees to Christ in prayer. Well, you can see how some stumble over little things. Well, here it is just as plain. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. What is that? Why, we have here an abiding Christ, and if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, He says, ye shall go forth and bring forth much fruit. Well, that is just what we want to do, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, now you see how full the language is, may be able to comprehend with all saints what the breadth and length and depth and height. Now Paul says he was the wickedest of all saints. You know I read that to you. Well now, why? Because he persecuted the saints of God unto death, and yet Christ accepted his repentance. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Can we comprehend that, filled with all the fullness of God? Who is it now that will come and say, "What do you think? What shall I do? I do not feel as I want to feel." Why, you just take that and put it right in their hand and tell them there is somebody that has told them all about how to get that feeling. It is by faith in Jesus Christ. It is the inner man that is strengthened, that you can take hold of that power. As Moses lifted up his hands, and as his hands were uplifted, Israel prevailed. We want to prevail as Israel. We want to have our minds drawn to God and to heaven. We want His righteousness. We want His truth wrought in us, and we want to follow on to know the Lord, that we may know that His going forth is prepared as the morning. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know, that is, by a living experience, the love of Christ which passeth knowledge. You cannot explain it, it comes right in your heart, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Now, you should take that into consideration, above all that we ask or think. That is, after you have thought of your many wants, and ask God to give wisdom and to help you in every point, you are to say, What I fail to present in asking, give to me according to my necessities. Above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Now then, I want to tell you why we want all this. I want to just say a few words. I will not hold you long, but why we want all this, it is. There is a world to save, and we want to gather all the rays of divine light from glory, and we want by a pure and spotless character to stand before God cleansed, purified, a partaker of the divine nature, having overcome the corruption that is in the world through lust. We want to prepare to be missionaries. We want to get ready, that we may meet the Lord when he shall come, and say, Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. May God give you strength. May God impart his power, that you may do just as it is given in Matthew that I read to you, that you may teach, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. We must teach all around us what it means by word, by example, by deportment, by our walking in the very footsteps of Christ. We must not lay snares for the feet of anyone, but we must make straight paths for our feet, lest the lame be turned out of the way. A crown of life for the overcomer. A crown of life for the victor. Do you want to be victors? Do you want to be victors in the war? Well then, let us begin just now.